Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is August the 8th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah, chapters 4 to 6. Keeping our end in mind in all our activities. We read in Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31 like this. An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? In this terse message, the prophet Jeremiah describes the moral depravity of Judah's leaders as an astonishing and horrible thing. The deterioration of the leadership of the land had reached to the prophets and priests, the very people who were to be the mainstays of righteousness among the people. Both offices had succumbed to the temptation of abusing their power, rejecting their responsible roles as messengers and servants of God. Judah's sin was so exceedingly evil that it was described as being appallingly horrible, as the people loved being under the ministry of false prophets and wicked priests and desired to continue this farce. The worst phase of this national evil was not that only some people were guilty, but even the priests and the prophets had become corrupt and self-serving. It is appalling and horrifying that the priests and prophets would pervert the message of God and that the people would love to have it so. Even Jeremiah's chilling words, "What will you do in the end?" referring to the coming judgment, could not shake the people from their false complacency. What can we understand is that the people of Judah were satisfied with a totally corrupt government. The prophets were telling the people what they wanted to hear. But the prophet Jeremiah took his orders from God Almighty, who knew what the people needed. If their healing required bitter medicine, that is what they would get. In our own lives and activities, we need to be aware that God is watching us closely, seeing all the activities we are doing and hearing all the words we are speaking. One day, we will have to give an account before God regarding everything that we do in this world. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 like this, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Let us keep our end in mind in all our activities, as we will reap one day what we sow today. This is what God's word speaks to us about this matter in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows in his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart."